And joining us now, he's a full-time funny person, radio host, TV presenter, occasional actor. What doesn't he do? Limo!
Good on you, mate. What do you got?
Now, guys, I want to bring a bit of quality to the
please.
Show, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, please.
AFL Grand Final was last weekend. AJ, sorry to bring it up again.
Thanks, Limo.
But the real breaking story was Saturday night, after the West Coast Eagles won, they had a big function for all their fans. The coach, Adam Simpson, was addressing the fans, and the players were standing behind him. And have a listen. This is Adam Simpson speaking. Have a listen to what happened.
So proud of the group, being the front line of the footy club in that sense. And it's taken us a few years, but I reckon someone farted just then at the back. Who was that?
You know, if you play it again, you can just hear it at the start.
Really?
You hear the fart. Yeah, you can hear it.
Here we go.
So proud of the group. Being the front line of the footy club in that sense.
Oh, just glorious stuff right there. So I got that clip and I thought to myself, I wonder what the most famous accidental public farts are. So
okay.
I sat at home Googling funny farts last night and my wife came over to me. She said, what are you doing? I said, I'm Googling farts. And she said, can you just, what is going on? I said, babe, I'm working. This is my job. Leave me alone and let me Google farts, okay? So I found two of the all-time best.
Right.
First up, let's have a listen to Whoopi Goldberg. Now, this is on The View, okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
their guest is Claire Danes. She's talking about the TV series Homeland. So she, Claire Danes, is the first voice you'll hear. But have a listen for Whoopi Goldberg.
Our identity was really questioned, and I think it explores that in a really smart way.
Excuse me.
I'm
so
differential.
I just blew a little frog out of there.
That wasn't a fart. That was a cannon going on.
I love that she owned it. I just blew a little frog out of there.
You got it, right?
But one of the greats, this is from the New Zealand Bachelor. So there's a couple, they're going on a first date. The guy has organised this romantic little spot down at the beach for them to meet at.
Okay.
And let's have a listen to how that works out. New Zealand Bachelor, first date.
Oh, this is beautiful.
The Pūtikawa trees are probably my favourite trees.
Yeah?
Yeah, actually.
This is pretty magical.
Poppy lets out a little fart and it's just so funny.
I slept in the sand.
Squeaky sand, eh? But I love the way she just owned up to it and it was hilarious.
It's always a matter of time before someone farts in front of someone else, isn't it?
Usually it's not the first date.
Yeah. So the chick squeezed one out.
Yes, it was her. She squeezed one out. And they couldn't really blame anyone else because they were the only two people on the beach. How long, I mean, a first date, probably not appropriate. How long into a relationship is the appropriate amount of time to wait?
Look,
Bridge, you go first, ladies
look,
first.
I think if it comes out, it comes out, literally. But I don't think I would ever go, hey, darling, pull my finger.
Yeah.
I don't think you're ever right. You're never at that stage, right?
Yeah, well, my wife, she does her absolute best to make it so that I never hear her. Busted her a couple of times.
Yeah.
But whereas I'm a little more relaxed with my attitude.
Yeah, every man is. Women aren't.
Mine was the first night. We went camping and I've been over to pick up some cooking utensils and like literally I had more fire coming out from the fire pit than out of, you know, where else.
I do it all the time at the gym when I'm deadlifting.
Oh, yes, yeah. this is a sign of age. AJ, this is a sign of age. You know you're getting old. I was at the dog park and I'm throwing the ball and I reef the ball for my dog and I just put too much effort in and one's just blown out. People said I couldn't really blame the dog because it was 30 feet away by this point. So, yeah, that was me. Sorry, guys. Right there. But there you go. Good bit of public farting. I thought I'd bring some quality to the show, guys.
Bridge.
Why is it always funny? Oh, it is funny.
It's hard humour.
It is.
It's hard to beat.
It is.